Line Cool Tech. We're fun.
Well, I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
Whoa. Event calendar.
And blindness.
Ah, God.
Who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
All right.
What are we doing today, Larry?
Well, we are going to put together a barbecue grill that we just bought at Lowe's. We tried to buy it at Walmart, didn't we, Joe?
Yeah.
They didn't want to sell a barbecue
that's a
grill.
Sad story there.
Well, tell us about it.
I'm talking about it. Slave to the Walmart. That's what I'm talking about. Don't go to Walmart. In fact, go everywhere to Walmart.
Yeah, but where were we today?
We weren't at Walmart, Larry. I was just pulling your leg.
Right. So, yeah, we're going to put together this barbecue grill here today. And Joe says he's a master at this.
Oh, right. Da, da, da. Well, I'm a master at losing my drink also. So, excuse me while I find that. That's step one, according to the directions.
How so?
That's what it says. Find the drink.
It's in here, Joe, somewhere.
Let's turn on some lights here. Where my bowl did. I still haven't found my drink.
Oh, this AC feels good.
It does, Larsky. But where's my beverage?
Oh, it's good enough. I think you laid it over there somewhere.
I had an Ale 8.
A what?
An Ale 8. Ale 8 1.
I don't understand.
You never heard of that Ale 8 1?
Mm-mm.
I bet all your podcast buddies don't know what L8 is either.
I bet not.
L8 is a Kentucky, it's called a Kentucky soda, actually. It's made in Winchester, Kentucky, and you can only get it in our region. And it really stems back from the time when sodas were made locally in regions. I think it's been made, I want to say, if I find my Bible, I'll tell you the story. It's since the 20s.
Interesting.
Yeah, you never heard of L8-1?
Never heard of it.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I got to find my Bible now. I'm telling you. I got to read the back of it so I can tell everyone about the wonders of it.
I thought I heard you carry it in here.
I don't know where it's got to be down here. I haven't been upstairs.
Got it. So, we have this big pile of parts here that's... Well,
oh, places. Why would I stick it back in the refrigerator?
And to keep it cool? I was just telling our listeners we've got quite a pile of parts here. And Joe says he's going to read the manual. So you go right ahead. But tell us about L8 first.
It satisfies. I'm sorry to disappoint. We'll have to come back on that when I have an older bottle.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I'm drinking out of a plastic one, and it normally comes in glass bottles, but we're so far away from Winchester. What, I think we're about an hour and 20 minutes away. So, that's about an idea, you know, really, of how local this drink is. It's normally almost always in glass bottles. I mean, and people save their bottles for a deposit and take them back.
Yeah.
And I've seen people going down the highway literally with like a S10 bed full of these L.A. bottles in wooden crates.
Oh,
I mean, within the past year or two, you know, I've seen this. It's, yeah. It's crazy that people of Eastern Kentucky have that mentality still. But, yeah, the old bottles used to say, I can't remember, something like it satisfies or something like that. Catchy slogan, definitely.
I've definitely got to try one of those.
Yeah, it's definitely caffeinated. Beyond belief.
Puts Red Bull to shame. Huh?
Mm-hmm, definitely. It's the drink of choice for all the the Eastern Kentucky folk, I believe.
Well, you know, that's like we were talking about Tasty Cakes the other day.
That's right.
So it's kind of a Northeast type of little cake, like Little Debbie's or whatever, but totally different and local.
Different and local. And here I am, putting this grill together. I don't even have any tools.
What you need, Joe?
Probably ought to grab my toolbox out of the other room there.
You want me to go grab it?
Well, actually, I think I just need a Phillips screwdriver.
Okay. That manual probably tells you what you need.
Yeah, we can scan it in and read it for me.
So this is pretty nice. We had the option, actually, of having one already assembled. Yeah, I was just saying we had the option of having one already put together at Lowe's, which was also very nice, but you said you're faster at putting them together than taking them apart, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't know about all that, but we'll just find out what happens here.
We'll see.
All right. Starting here with these holes that look like football goalposts.
And those are going to be ultimately the main legs of all the big
frame here.
Yeah, right.
This is going to be our frame. And we want to make sure that we have it in the right spot. Because I don't want to take it back apart and have to do it again.
I always do that. Two or three times.
Right. All right. See, I think I got it. Looks like. Okay, here's our back wheels. Okay, and there's that. Alright, just know the front from the back, that's all I want to say. Okay.
Good plan. Know the left side from the right side?
Yeah. Now I'm going to put the little bottom metal plate on that goes on. Between those two pieces.
This is a big, heavy thing, too, really. And that's what the propane sets on?
No. This is another one. Here, I'll let you show you. That's just a straight piece. And it goes, it goes between the middle.
Yeah, it's got screw holes in
it. Yeah, and it hides the propane tank, I guess is the deal.
Oh, this actually goes on the bottom or on the front?
It goes on the front.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I thought we got the one with the doors in it on the front. But I guess not.
No.
Okay. So we got to appropriately hide the propane tank.
Well, we don't want anybody to know it's propane.
No.
It's a secret.
I want them to think it's nuclear power. An outdoor microwave. Fred, were you playing with dog toys again?
Yeah, Fred Squeaky.
You gotta be chewing on something, don't you? No matter what you do.
Always something. Every time. Get a better size screwdriver. Hopefully this one will do it. Alright, let's see here. There's our top. Some holes here. Alright.
And we're doing this inside, by the way, because it is hot outside today.
Very hot.
So we pulled it in. Joe backed his BMW up the mountain without even touching anything. Right up to the garage, and we just took it right into the basement. Nice and cool in there.
Yeah. This is the place to assemble.
So you're putting the that front piece on?
Yep. There's two screws on each side here.
Is there anything I can do to help?
I might need you to hold it up here in just a minute while I start putting the next side on.
All right.
The next leg, but let's cross this hill first.
I'd be glad to do any kind of supervising you need there too, Joe.
Supervise? I need some supervision. I'll tell you what.
Hit the timer.
You better hit the timer. It says 35 or 40 to or 30 to 40 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
It's 4:54.
Tell our listeners that the brand of this is
the Barbecue Grillware.
And it seems like a pretty nice grill.
Yeah, we should give the model number here.
Yeah. It was
you gotta stop the timer now, because this isn't part of putting the grill together. Cheat me out of it.
Alright.
It's a Barbecue Grill. This is item number. I don't think that's... Is that the real number? I guess it's Barbecue Grillware. Model number 196124.
Okay. Got a little side burner on it. Porcelain grill and stainless steel top. There was a model above this that had storage underneath the grill. That was kind of neat. I thought that's what we were getting. That was the one at Walmart had that, didn't it?
Yeah.
So that was a different one. Do you remember what brand those were at Walmart? Same thing, wasn't it?
No, actually, they were different brands. I don't remember the names, though. They're about the same
thing.
They
look very similar, yeah.
They were just, you know, slight, like they had chrome knobs on theirs, which were just plastic chrome.
Yeah.
I mean, ours are not knobs, I believe. They're plastic too, yeah. I mean,
yeah, but they're black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it had a little more stainless, yeah. But I mean, it wasn't anything to write home about.
And we're going to try running this with no grill cover, because the starter seems like it's pretty well insulated with rubber. We'll see. I've never had a grill that the starter lasted more than a month or two.
All right. I believe you should maybe clarify. You're talking about the electric ignition starter.
You're exactly right. I should clarify that. There may be some people that never even heard of a starter on a grill.
Yeah, that's true.
And this one actually is battery operated, so you just hold it in and it keeps on spark. And the old ones you had to keep pushing them.
Yeah, so, they still have some of those, I noticed.
Yeah.
On the grills, the lower line below this, which were about, you know, maybe $120, $130,
mm-hmm.
or $100 grill, had that same,
okay.
same deal where you have to keep pushing the button.
Yeah.
Which, when the grill doesn't light, gets very frustrating.
Well, this is kind of nice, because now you can hold the button in for it not to light.
That's true. That's right. Just hold it down.
And, of course, every one of the grills had this long thing that we couldn't figure out what it was hanging off the bottom of it.
Which ours actually has two. And they're hanging from a chain. It's a rod that the ends are coiled up. I would say about a half inch of coil around, like a keychain coil almost. And eventually, as we were sitting in Lowe's, it struck me just manually lighting. Stick your match in there and hope for the best.
Recognition that electronic starter is going to go out sooner or later, huh?
Well, every one of those grills had that.
Yeah.
You know, even the nicest grills had that on them. That is
a little saddening, disheartening. But that part is replaceable.
Yeah.
I guess it would be for like a pull rope on a boat with an electric starter or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just in case.
Just to get you through. Boy, I'm going to have to get this thing to line up on you. What's your quarter here? You can hit mine.
I'd be glad to.
Just put your thumb here, back here, and hold that on.
Right
up there. Yeah, I'm actually just trying to put my screw on my leg down here, but it's just not working.
Just go with my old hand tools. I've had them. Mm-hmm. They've always worked for me.
You don't need a backup back holder, do you?
No. Let me get over here.
No, they generally don't fail me, so. Stick with them.
You want me to get this on as well?
Sure. I'll be a screw. Boogers, aren't they?
They run fast. So yeah, as a blind person lining these up, you just stick the screw through there.
Let me get a screwdriver, man. Yeah, tell us how you did it.
That was it. You stick it through and find the hole. Actually.
There, you really do impress me.
Yeah, not to do it, man. Piece of cake.
I'm telling you. He gets out of here.
You impress me.
You should see how he does the concrete. Actually, you know what? Well, we got this thing down, let's put the wheel in.
That's my idea.
You can't keep a good grill down, right?
Oh, Joe. Now, is there not a... Oh, the wheels go right there.
Yeah, we got wheels here. Slide in. Here's the other one. I see one in here. I hope there's two in that package. And I'm not... Mm-hmm. I hope I just...
You just didn't see the other one yet.
Yeah. There's two. Here you go, senor. Give you one right there. Yeah. Now, Blair.
Yes, sir.
Where are those little other wheels?
Were there other wheels?
There should be two little wheels. I know I put them in the car. They might even be in there still, actually. Maybe I ought to go check for those, because we need those.
Oh, yeah, they do from the bottom. Okay.
The back ones went in from the side, and apparently they're bigger.
The front one must have cast wheels. I didn't even notice that before.
You know what, the old grill doesn't have wheels on it. And,
no, it doesn't have any wheels.
So is this one, it's not going to just roll off down the hill, is it?
I hope not.
We'll see.
Anyway, we'll do this thread on
here. What?
It just threads into the...
Oh, that's some good heavy cast wheels,
too. Yeah, man. It's a big grill. It needs to be good.
Oh, that's nice.
They even set a rest for cutting these down.
Did they?
Sure did. All right. Where is that wrench?
They sent you a map to find it. We lost it, too, right?
They sure did, man. In fact, this is wrench G. This is the G wrench.
You must have quite a few wrenches.
In fact, I think this is the only tool they gave us. Here you go. You need that?
Thank you. Well, it's kind of a chintzy one.
Well, come on.
For a one-time jobber, I guess that's right. Maybe we should keep it with the manual in case of future loose casts. Oh, it's nice and thin, so it can fit between there.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, where's the map?
Good catch.
Oh, hey, these casters are locks on the casters, Pappy.
They're what?
See, look, they have locks on them. See?
Oh, that's my answer to that question.
There you go, man.
Hey, that's very nice.
Give it the program, Pappy.
Hey, I'm sorry I asked. Oh, we've got a good solid base now.
That's right.
Now, does anything go on the back?
Oh,
the chains are already on there. Did you put those on?
No, that comes on the frame, buddy.
That's part of the deal. They're taped to the...
They don't want you to lose those automatic lighters. There's two.
Yeah, one for each side.
Yeah.
Oh, we must be locked up here. All right, I guess we probably won't be locked.
Looks like we need to put side pieces on here.
Okay.
And then we can bolt down our tabletop.
Bolt down our tabletop?
Yeah, the real top.
Yeah. The big main piece.
Yeah.
So the side panels, I guess? Is that what it is?
Yeah. The sides that you want to flip off of. Let's see. You put the burner.
Oh, yeah.
On that side.
I guess
we need to
put
this thing.
Yeah, the burner, I guess, is on the right side.
It's just screwed on, too,
this on the front?
That's the front.
Then the burner goes on that side.
This isn't the burner.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
Well, this must go out with this.
This just pushes in there.
Well, screw it on here. According to the directions.
Where's the screw?
See those holes?
Oh.
Right here.
Oh, right there. Yeah,
here.
You got a screwdriver? Yeah, a screw.
Here you go.
Need a screw.
Whoa! I wonder. Actually, Pappy, you know what?
What?
Let's not put that one on yet. Okay. We're supposed to put
this one over here, because I think that's how we bolt our... Feel that one down there? In the front, right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put this one back.
Oh, okay. Why is that one going to go on first?
Because I think that's where we mount the grill, the actual the cooking thing through. Yeah, I think it mounts through there. You gotta watch on putting stuff together. You need to tighten up all the screws after you get them all in, not one at a time as you go. Pinch the metal. The next screw won't line up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to loosen that up. I dropped it and fell in my shoe. Which is hard to do since I'm wearing a Croc. What's all these things hanging off the...
Those are for hanging your implements on there.
Nice. Going to be able to hang our implements on there, you know it.
Why is that?
Well, what about Jake?
Mm.
We have to hang our implements about
10 feet up in the air?
Yeah.
That's that good lady.
All right, dude.
What's the matter, Larry?
See if you can line this one up. I don't even find the hole.
Oh, you know what?
Damn,
there
you go. Going up. Okay.
Stick it in there.
All right, thank you.
Let me get a screwdriver.
I got one right down here.
Well, this one's a little bit
bigger. It's better. Okay. Thank you. That's perfect lineup.
No problem, man.
No cross-threading or anything. Just the way we like it.
That's the way we do business in the Ville. Alright, now I'm picking up the base or the actual grill with the base and the lid and the knobs and all the works here, and I'm going to put it on our stand here.
Okay, and you put that outside on.
No, I'm just playing with Fred's toys. I'm
together. Too. Our other grill was just falling apart inside. In fact, a couple of fire the other day.
caught on fire. And we lost our grill. This is the end of it.
And you have to have a grill for 4th of July. For American Independence Day. Hmm. Hey, do you know what that is, celebrate the 4th of July in the UK?
No.
The 4th of July. I mean, it's the 4th of July.
Okay.
Party
hard. Too much.
Too much.
You're too much.
Need what?
A few more pieces. Here's this.
Oh yeah, the inside, the bottom of the big base. Oh, we weren't supposed to put that on first, were we?
No.
Been reading the directions?
Yeah, but where is it?
Oh, is that the question? Did we leave it out in the car? Or is this it?
That's probably it right now.
Oh, with a nice cardboard wrapping.
That looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, tell the listeners about our story of trying to get this thing into your car.
Well, we tried to put it in the back seat.
Whoa.
No luck. We went to go for the trunk. I believe we're going to have to stick that through from the bottom layer.
Yep, I think so. This, oh, here's our grease catcher.
Yeah.
Here's Jake's.
Anyway, so it wouldn't fit in the trunk. The box wouldn't. So we're standing there, and I said, well, let's just take it out of the box and put it in the car. About 5 minutes later, we had the biggest mess in the Lowe's parking lot you could imagine. There is styrofoam flying around and box out in the middle of the aisles, cars honking, people laughing. It was a sight.
Yeah, that box tore apart, no time flat.
Needless to say, we made it home with the grill.
This is nice, it just slides into the bottom right there, it looks like.
Sure does, huh?
Well,
yeah. Is that how it looks?
Yes. Everybody need to turn it around. There's a little fan at the bottom.
Grease trap.
Grease trap. Does that go on the front or the back?
I believe it goes on the back.
That's what you think is the... That baby has a base now. I don't think Jake's going to be able to get into this grease trap. Sorry, he's going to hate this grill.
Poor guy.
Nice stainless steel grease trap, too.
Putting on the controls.
Oh, the
For the
rubber hoses and stuff?
No, I'm putting on the control for the side burner right now.
Okay. Doesn't screw in or anything. It just sits there.
It should have some bolts, but I don't know. I didn't see them in this package with the rest of the stuff. So they're probably just in somewhere.
I don't think there's any bolt holes on it.
I just showed some.
Does it?
I saw some somewhere.
Oh, well, there we go. It just pushes down. Downhill out to the front. Is it supposed to do that? Yeah, I bet it is.
Oh, push it down. It's just not sitting there. There it goes. Oh, man, you know what? We don't have this thing sitting up far enough. It needs to come up more.
Which thing?
The extra grill.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, fill the front.
Yeah.
It's like right where the knobs are. You know, feel how it comes out. On the sides.
There you go. Wow. Remedy that situation quickly.
Screw holes in here.
Oh, is there?
It's got them. We're there. Let me give you some screws. Put this washer on it. But it goes right here. See this hole?
Yeah.
Got it?
Yep.
You got a screwdriver?
I think I do over here.
Okay.
Can you get another one for the back?
Yeah, there's four that go all the way around it.
Yeah.
And there's two here in the front.
Where's the rest of them?
With the screws or the...
Yeah, the screws.
They're over here. Just holler at me, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. Already washered and everything.
Yeah. Strung up, ready to dry. Two back there.
Oh, just in the front. Uh-huh. All right, you got another one?
Sure do, man.
Thank you. Hey, you didn't washer it for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, so when you put on a lock washer, the part that goes up...
Well, it shouldn't matter. It's a split washer.
Right.
So it shouldn't matter.
That's good information to know.
Yeah.
Broke the golden rule.
Here it is. Set your tools down.
Yep, never to be found again.
Yeah, you need it.
When you get
Tracy. Alright, I will, Tracy. So I actually do need a smaller screwdriver to put these other screws in.
Okay.
Tighten.
Good and tight. So, what are you working on over there, Joe?
I'm putting this knob on the burner.
Apparently, we have. Put these into the knobs too.
What?
These.
No, that one is loose. And I think it's just from the factory.
Oh, really? Anyways, I mean, it comes out.
Yeah, the screw is not pinching in there. I think it got stripped out or something.
Oh, there's a screw in the back.
Yeah, I think it's stripped.
Oh, is it?
I could be wrong. But it was loose when we took it out of the box, I noticed.
It stripped.
Yeah.
So you can put a nut on the back of it or something.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a nut on these others, it's just missing its nut.
Oh, okay. That's easy enough. I might even have one there. Same button. I think.
I want to see three wires coming out.
There is a wire over here. Actually, it might.
Well, I bet we were supposed to put
the battery in. It's here. The battery. Why get that out?
Okay.
Well, here's it's in that package.
Thank you.
All right.
This looks like a double A battery.
Yep.
Sell us one.
Well, what'd y'all do?
I kept fiddling around. Couldn't get off the shelf.
Did this come with the thingy?
With the
gas? Uh-huh. Oh, it's gone. It's sparking. Did it come with the gas thing?
Yeah, but they said it'd give us a rebate. Empty bottle.
Why don't you just leave that in there?
It didn't come with the tank.
Oh, that's what I asked, if it came with the tank.
Well, we paid for a tank, but we picked one up with it. But we get a rebate if we bring them back empty tank. I mean, the price included a tank. But we didn't.
Oh, the price that you paid included the tank. Mm-hmm. Cool deal.
Looks like a pretty nice grill.
Does that have a little burner on it?
Yeah. And a bun warmer.
Oh, that little tray at the top.
Yeah.
Did it come with three steaks? And they guarantee not to burn or catch on fire?
I didn't read anything about any guarantee like that.
That's cool.
All right, Joe, I'd say it's done with you.
How long did it take?
What's our time? Let's see. 5:29.
Where'd you start?
5:30. 5 minutes exactly.
35 minutes.
Not bad. They said between 30 and 40 minutes. We started at 54.
Oh, I thought that they came assembled.
Well, that's
well,
funny.
Well, then you wouldn't be
they
able to
did.
Get in the car.
Right. We took the box apart out in the
parking lot.
Parking lot.
So put it in it,
yeah. Put it in piece by piece.
I've seen a lot of people doing that at Circuit City because they can't get the box in the car, yeah. So they take their TVs out.
They were laughing at us, though.
Which Walmart did you go to? The ghetto Walmart?
Which one was it? Over there by Lowe's.
The Effort Manor?
Walmart, yeah.
The ghetto one?
Mm-hmm. Well, that one's good, man.
Yeah. Good work, Joe.
Oh, no problem, man.
Let's go grill a burger.
Hey, Patty.
Yeah?
You know, I was really glad that Joe was here last yesterday when you were grilling. Can we buy a little fire extinguisher?
There's one in there.
I know, but a little for just to stay outside.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because that one is probably outdated, isn't it?
Well, I think we should refresh that one and get another one. Yeah. Because it doesn't make sense. I mean, why not spend $20 or $30 just for a little insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that did bring home a good point. So, let's see. The grill just sits down that hole. I mean,
the thing sits in
that
room.
Hole. I think they're outside. Man, that was fast, Joe. 35 minutes. Not bad.
Not bad.
Jay! Come on, Jay!
What do you want Jake for?
Dog bone and I don't see him.
Uh-oh.
It looks like that back gate's open.
Oh.
Jake!
I'll go take the bike and look for him.
He's not out of the garage, is he?
No, the garage door is open.
Yes, come on, Jake. That's a good Jake.
Is he out in the alley?
He came running from out that way to the back garage of the... Hey, buddy, did you go on an adventure? Hey, why didn't you go with him? That's why Fred was doing what he was doing at the door.
What was he doing?
He was scratching.
Oh, was he?
The other time Jake got out, you did that, didn't you? Stay in here. Stay. Remember that one time when Jake got out?
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.